We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Nun Vav Amud Beis, the bottom, two lines on the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Rishoyno, Hoyu Noistim, Peil, Alephas, Lekrov. We're talking about Pashtos back on Anshe Yerichoy, that they used to give Meiser, they used to give Peya, used to give Peya from vegetables. That's what's in the Mishnah, and the Chachamim were Moicha. So Bereshoina means before the Chacham were Moicha, they used to give Peya for Lefes and Kruv. They held that was called Machnisa Lekiyim. They held it lasted. And like the Gemara explained before, that the leaves lasted Otu the Imoyas. And they held that was Chayiv in Peya, and therefore pattering them for Maisa. So Bereshoina noticed in Peya Lefes Lekruv. They gave Peya from turnips and cabbage. Rav Yisrael Afla Kaflot, also for leeks. Matanya Yidach, different Brisa says that the Tanakhama says, "How you know you stand pay a lefes for the kafloit for turnips and leeks." And I'm shemanoim af the krov, also the krov. So we have here a few different shittas. We want to declare how many shittas is this. Neima tlosa tanoi hava. Let us say it's really three tanoim. And how is that? We have a Tanakhama says lefes and krov. Rabbi Yezi says af the kafloit, which means all three: lefes, krov, and kafloit. Then you have the other Brisa. The Tanakhama says Pay a lefes or a kafloit, which is different than the other Tanakama. And Rav Shimon says af lekruv, it's also all three. So it comes that Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi hold the same thing, and there are two Tanakamas, either lefes and kruv or lefes and kafloit. All together, three tanaim. Neima tlosa tanoi hava. Maybe it's a chalukas three way chalukas tanoim. My answer is loy. You could say really it's trei tanoi hava. The Tanakama de Rav Shimon hainu Rav Yosi. The Tanakama de Rav Yosi hainu Rav Shimon umay af akamaisa. And like this. When it says in the Tanakhama, Meistim Peil Lefes Lekruv, and Rabbi Yossi says Af Lekafloit, he also agrees it's only two. But he says, besides for Lefes, it was Kafloit instead of Kruv. That's what Rabbi Yossi was saying. Rabbi Yossi Af Lekafloit. So Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Peya and Kafloit, and the Tanakhama holds Peya and Lefes. The Tanya Idach starts off the Lebraisa, Lefes and Kafloit, that's like Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Shimon says af lekruv, which means it's lefes and kruv, which is like the Tanakhama of Rabbi Yosi. It's only two shittas that comes out. Either it's lefes and kruv, or it's lefes and kaflet. That means the first Tanakhama is lefes and kruv, the same thing like Rabbi Shimon, which is af lekruv, and af is going back on the word lefes. So it's also the only thing. What?
Which of the two?
I guess af is going back. He said lefes and kaflet. He said, no, the af is not on the kaflet. The af is on the kruv. Because the second one is af. So he's saying the af is going on that, And that's why it's only two tanoim. Tanu Rabbanan, Ben Buyin Noisin. Ben Buyin was the son of Buyin, and he had a field together with his father. And Nosan Peya Liyar gave Peya on Yerakos. Now, like we spoke out again, that the halacha is that Peya is potter from Meiser. Now, if you're not really chayiv in Peya, and the Oni gets the Peya, Peya is things are left over in the corner of the field, and the Oni takes it, he's really chayiv in Meiser. Because it's not real Peya, he doesn't have the Ptur. So that comes out when you give Peya Liyarek by mistake, if you're doing the wrong thing, it's really a time that there's a problem that you really have to give Meiser. So there's Meiser about this. Pen Ben Buyin Nosan Peya Liyarek, the Ba'av of Matzin La'aniyim, Shayit Unum Yarek, he saw. His father came to the field and sees these aniyim walking out with bundle, you know, they're holding a bunch of vegetables. And they're ready to leave the garden. Amar lahem, b'ni, hashlichu ma'aleichem, throw them down. V'ani noisin lechem keflayim b'mu'usa. I'll give you double what you have of yerakos, of vegetables that are already gemaised. And lo yivapnei she'eni tzara, and not because I am stingy. Elo pnei she'omru chom, v'noisin pei liyarek. Chom said, you don't give Peya liyarek. Now, first thing I ask, lomali lemeimro, what's the whole arichas? Just let your actions speak louder than your words. Give him double and finish. What do you have to tell him? Not because I'm stingy, I'm giving this. Just so he says, so what's kasha? Lomali lemeimro, luhu loy peche ne tzara, why don't you speak this out? And for the Gemara, kehechi le lemru dechuyi kamat chlei. They shouldn't think that he just pushing them off and he wants to take it back. He doesn't give them anything, he's just taking it back from them. So therefore, he told him, "Wait, it's not because I'm stingy. I'm telling you because it's a halacha. Yeah, ain't no stin peyel yerek, and therefore I'm going to give you double. And you have to be very careful with aniyim. You can't let them even think for a second. Even though at the end his actions will speak louder than words, I'll give them double. But even for a few minutes, you don't have to think, oh, you're taking away something from them. You have to be very sensitive to the aniyim.
Why didn't
you
tell them to think of mice?
Oh, so that's a good question. Why don't you tell them to think of mice from the things? The Torah says that the aniyim won't trust you then. First of all, they'll say, what do you mean? They say, this is Peah. I don't know. Don't give me from a Zachar and Peah. Or you could say a little different, because next time when they take Peah from Yerek, then they're not gonna remember taking Maisa. Here, you took it away from them, so they'll you know, they know this is not Peah. You can't take this. Maybe it's better. But it's a good question. I didn't find anyone asked the question. Wanting to take Maisa himself. It could be they're not going to want to take Maisa himself. They're going to say, what are you? We're on the Yom. He didn't. He could have given the same amount. He could have done that, right? But he wanted to make them feel good. He wanted to, he's taking some away from them. He wanted to make them feel good. Therefore, he gave him double. There's grabbed the whole Shiloh over here. What's exactly the problem of it? Taisa has a kasha. The halacha is via mafkir. It makes me hefker. You also put the Maisa. So he made it hefker. Taisa says two mahalchim. Either Taisa's answer is because hefker la niyim. And only if I need him, not Fashir, is not called Hefker. It has to be Hefker for everyone. Since he made it Peah, so he didn't really make it Hefker Fashir. So then that's why it's Chayv Meiser, even though it's Hefker. And Teres number two, Taisa says, is because it was a Hefker Matthias. They thought it was Peah. There's a Hefker Matthias. Marashah's B'dai from Rashi, the Rashi learned Taka, it's Potter, and the whole time it was, they're taking away from the Levim. Levim not getting Meiser here. He's calling it Peah. That's the Marashah's B'dai from Rashi, not like Taisa's. But upon him, here the problem was that they were going to take Tvua that was not going to, and therefore you're not allowed to take Peah from Yerek. Since it's not Chayv and Peah, they're not going to give Meiser, and that's what the Taina is. Tanur Rabbanim. Once you mentioned Bereshayna, we can mention another thing about Bereshayna. Bereshayna Hayim Nichin, which has nothing to do with Peah, next to you. Bereshayna Hayim Nichin, Oyrois, Kachim, Belishkas, Besa Parva. But at the beginning, the luck is that the Kahanim, they get all the hides from the different behemoths. Not only the Oyla, but even the other kabbanas as well, they get from the chatoyis, the ashamais, they get all the kabbanas sibur, they get all the hides. So it used to be, we know that every day is a different base av works in the base of mikdash. You have mishmaris, 24 mishmaris, each mishmar is split up into bati avos, and every day a different base av works in the base of mikdash. So every day, at the end of the day, they piled up all the oiris in the lishkas base of parva, and they split it. And if you had a good day that day, a lot of people came, you got more hides. If not, less. It made no difference. So v'shodem v'nichin oiris kachin lishkas base of parva, le'erev, but in the evening, ho'yem echalkim v'yison, le'anche v'yisav, used to split it up between the anche v'yisav. V'ho'yu ba'le Yisroyois, noit nois of Yisroyam. And the strong people of the base av, you know, were strong in other ones. They used to grab everything. So it was getting a little problematic. So Eskinu, Shiyu Mechalkim Ois Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. They were sacking that they store it away until Erev Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, they split it up to the whole Mishmar. When the whole Mishmar is together, so then the Bali Yisrael don't have so much Koyach, because a lot of different, the whole Mishmar is together. But still, there was a problem. The elders of the Mishmar were taking up Yisrael. So what they do, Omdu Bailim Ve'kdushim L'shamayim. The Bailim came El Makdash Shemayim. What does it mean, Bailim? Rashi learns Bailim means the Kahanim. The Kahanim themselves, they will Makdish, the Kahanim of Mishmaros, they will Makdish the hides to Bedek Abayis. Ramashah learns it meant the Bailim themselves did it, not the Kahanim. There was the Bailim himself who did this. Al Kapanim, they were all Hekdish now. The Kahanim didn't get it for himself. Omru, Lo Yhoyu Yomim Mo'atim, Achechifu Esahechel Kuloi Betavlois. It wasn't long where they had so much money, they sold the hides and they bought gold. The whole heichel was covered with these squares of gold, one amma, and it was thick as a dinner. That's how much gold was here. Well, the regal, every yom tov, they took it off the heichel. They put it on a certain step on the harabayis, they piled it up. So the other Golem shall see how everything is accounted for and look how much money they're making off these hides. And they're not stealing anything. Imba Delam means no doifi. There's no inside job doing here. What they're doing with the money is they're buying these beautiful square gold panels and they're covering the heich with it. And this much money is coming from all the iris.
This is the
what?
They said their makish was on the land, the whole every kind.
Yeah. They made up this hekana. They have to makish all the iris. The rash said all the karam. They did it. What?
All the strong arms.
Once they were all makish, then you know, it's only with shas maisa. When you come in to grab something, then they make it. They decided. Everyone decided together. They're gonna makish it. That's what they did. They all makish everything. Rashah, learns that the different Bar Mashal learns that it was the Bailam doing it. It says the Mashal says Luy Devrayim near the Bailam Mamish Kama. Dumi le Kama le Gavin Kairis next Gemara. V'achinami halcha Bailam Mamish Kama dekdishum koydim sheyisku bem kanim. Loizachu behen arachak kravas a carbon. Tzivar la sheker. The only problem is that Rashi learns talking about Kavanah Tzibur also. There you can't say that. So either way, it's a little bit shvei. Either pshat, but Lamai said a Bailam. Either a Baalim means the Kahanim or means the Baalim. So at the Maravaita, Tana Abba Shal Oimer, Kairis Shal Shikma Hoyu Birichai, Vahoyu Baal Yisroyis, Noit Noit Bezroya. This has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. I didn't think that in Yerichai they had these Kairis Shal Shikma. People had these trees that they turned into beams. And what was happening was that the strong people from Yerichai were stealing it. What do they do? Omdu Baalim Vekdishon L'Shamayim. And that they won't take. They will mak the shit L'Shamayim. So it's a similar story of the makshin L'Shamayim. Now the Moraj says on these people who are Baal Yisroya, Aleihem Valki Yetzibem, Oma Abba Shov and Botnes. On these people, these Baal Yisroya, these people who stole things, and we'll see, certain Kahanim Gedolim, Abba Shov used to say like this, Oma Abba Shov and Botnes from Abba Yisroya Mechorin, Oili Me Beis Baisos, Oili Me Olosom. You know, woe to me from the Kohen Gadol named Baisus, because they and their Avodim were not good people, and their Avodim used to hit and steal from people. So, Oiloi Lima Beis Baisus, Oiloi Lossam, woe to their stick. They had sticks to hit people. Oiloi Beis Chanon, Oiloi Melichishosam, which means their bad Eitzes, their bad ideas. Oily from the Kahanim Gedolim, the names were Beis Chanon, and Oily Melichishosam from their bad ideas. Oily Beis Kasrus, Oily from the Kahanim Gedolim from the Beis Kasrus, Oily Mikomosam from their pens. They used to write bad letters about Klal Yisrael. Oily Beis Shmuel Ben Pachi, Oily Megroi from woe to me from their fist. Shame Kahanim Gedolim, they were Kahanim Gedolim, with Bneim, their children, Gizborim. They were the treasurers of the Beis HaMikdash, V'chasneim Amalkalim, and their son-in-laws were the Amalkalim, which means Oime Kula, everything. They were the CEOs of all the production that went on. V'avadeim Chayuktim Esa'am B'maklis, and their Avodim, their servants, to hit the people with the sticks. So, on these type of people, we say, Oily, woe to us that we have such people in Klai Yisrael, these Baal Yisraya, all these Kohanim Gedolim, who were, you know, plundered and stole from Klai Yisrael. Tonu Rabbanon, Arbaot Tzvachos Tzavcha Azara. There were four screams that the Azara screamed. Either, I mean, screamed, or it was a baskal, and two of them were good, and two of them were not good. The first two were no good. Rishoina Tz'umi Kan, the first Tzvacha that happened to Azara at one point was that they said, go out from here, Bnei Eli, Shetimu Heichel Hashem. Go away, the Bnei Eli, who Matama Heichel Hashem. And like Rashi brings down part of it, it says Ashi Yishkavun as Anoshim in the pasuk, which means that they didn't right away take care of the Yerledes who came to bring their kabanas. That a lot of times they were a little lazy in taking care of their kabanas, and it was considered ki'ilu they were sheichiv im Anoshim. Why? Because the Anoshim couldn't go back home to their husbands because they were stuck here until the carbon was brought. So therefore, that was a big taina on the Bnei Eli, and they died because of that. Ba'ansham because of that. Va'oid. Another tzvacha that was a thing that was not a good thing. Oy tzvacha, tzei mikan yisach ish kvar bar koi. Go away from here, yisach ish kvar bar koi, who was a koyin, and he, what was wrong with him? She mechabed his asma mechal kot yishamayim. He was mechabed himself, and it was mechal shem shemayim. How? Kot yishamayim. Dava korich yadeh b'shiroi, used to wrap his hands with linens like gloves, v'avad avoida. And he did avoida because he didn't like touching blood. And Rashi says there was two problems there. First of all, it's a chatzitza. And second of all, it's a b'zoyin kachim. Well, the b'zoyin was a b'zoyin kachim. B'zoyin kachim, and therefore it's a big tain on him. We'll see the oynish he got later on. And the next two tzvachas, screams, were good things. But oyd tzavcha ha'azara su'ush arm ha'sheichem. Open up your doors, v'yikhonet yishmol v'mpachi. Come in, Kohen Gadol, named Yishmol ben Pachi, Talmidish and Pinchas, the Talmud of Pinchas, we call him Talmud Pinchas because just like Pinchas was a tzaddik, he was a tzaddik. Yishamitz Kohen Gadol, come do Kunu Gadol. And everyone asked, I before it said Yishmol ben Pachi was Oili Me'agreifam, so he said that was his Avodim, but he himself was a good person, a tzaddik. Va'oid, the fourth tzvacha was, Va'oid tzvacha azara, sushar mashaychem, v'ikhanes yoichin ibern avoy, kamin yoichin ibern avoy, tamidashab ben kayi, the Talmud of Pinchas also. Here it changes the lashon, because some say this was Yoichin ibern kayin gadol, who became a min when it, later on in his life. Tamidashab ben kayi, v'imalei kreisoy mikachi shemayim, and let him fill his stomach from kachi shemayim, because he used to eat a lot of kachim, him and his bnei beisai. Omar Lavrav, Yechon ben Avoy, Shoyechel Gimel Meis Agolim, he ate 300 calves, Vashoyes Gimel Meis Garav Yayin, 300 barrels of wine, Vayechel Abom saw Goizlois, 40 saw of birds, Bikinuach Suda, for dessert. That's how much he ate, because he had a lot of people in his house. Rashi Hashem, Megadol, a basic Kahanim Arvi, a lot of Kahanim in his house, and therefore he ate a lot. Omar called Yomar Shoyechel ben Avoy, all the days Yechon ben Avoy, Lenim to Noisar Mikdosh. Never was found any Noisar in the Beis HaMikdosh, because he took care of it. He ate everything he had to eat. Dr. Gemara, my salka baby Yisocha Ish Kfar Bakoi, what was the end of this Yisocha Ish Kfar Bakoi who wore gloves when he did Avoida? Amri, Malki, there was a story like this. Malki and Malkasa, Malka and Malkasa, the king and the queen were sitting. This, according to Gemara and Croesus, this was Yana HaMelech. Havayasvi, they were sitting. And Malka Magdaya, Malka said that goat meat is good. That was the Melech said. Well, Malka said, the queen said, Amra, Imriyai, the lamb chops were better. Omre, Mamucha, who knows? Who could we ask? Who knows the thing? Kohen Gadol, the Kamasa Kabanas Koyeme, he brings Kabanas every day, he'll know which one is better. Also, they brought in Yisacha ben Bakai, Taka was a Kohen Gadol. They brought him in, Yisacha Ishkvar Bakai. Also, you, Achve Biyode, he showed with his hand, he made like a joke, if the goat was better, Yasek Tamida, why don't we use it for a Talmud? We know we use a sheep for a Talmud, we use a lamb for a Talmud. So it must be that it's for sure better, because now we would use a goat. And he made believe his hand like, Malka, so then the Melech got insulted. First of all, he didn't say like him, and also he mached him a vek, he made it with schaik with his hand. So Omar Malka, so since you don't have fear of the king, we ought to cut off your right hand because you showed your hand. Yoav Shaychad, he gave Shaychad a paskel of smile, he cut off his left hand. Shama Malka, the Malka heard that he bribed and he got his left hand cut instead. Paskel Yamina, he cut off his right hand also. Land of both his hands got cut off. And I said, what's the midi k'negem? Don't understand why his right hand got cut off, because he did avoid wearing gloves. But the left hand, what's pshat of that? So some say pshat is because he used the left hand to tie his glove on his right hand. That's why he lost his left hand. The possible pshat is because the onus was supposed to be on his right hand. He gave a brach and knocked off his left hand, but he's supposed to get his right hand knocked off. That's why his right hand came off. Amar Rav Yosef, Bichra Chmana, the Ashkel Yisachar Ishkvar Vakari, Lemitav Seminei Bahai Alma. He says, thank you Hashem that at least he got his oynish in this world to be able to get schar in the next world, el mahabon in the next world. And some say the pshat is, Chacham Safi says pshat, that this way it was good he got his oynish in this world. The kahanim, the people help to see, look what happens when you make a bazillion out of kachim. Zog the Gemara Vaita, Om Rav Ashi, Yisach ish kvar bakoy, loy tono mas disim. He didn't know a Mishnah. The Tanan, Rav Shimonai, because he said that Gedi, the kvasim are better than Gedi, because usually the Talmud. It was wrong. He was wrong anyway. The Tanan, Rav Shimonai, Kvasim koidim li izim. Kvasim go before izim v'chol makoim. And every time you always find the pasuk, kvasim for izim. Yachmanesh of Chorim, you know, maybe you say, because it's better. Tamalaymah, there's a pasuk by Chatos that it says over there. The first pasuk says, "Behavik es kabonai seiras izim." It says seiras izim there first. That's the only time it says seiras izim first. It's talking about a chatz hoylo chatasai ashechata. Behavik kabonai seiras izim tamima nekev achatas shechata. And then the next time it says, "Im keves yavi kabana." Melamed sheshneim shkulim kechad. You see, they're both equal. They're both equal. The first and Mishnah are both equal. They didn't know Mishnah. Ravina ama filu mikra nami lo kra. He didn't even know chumash. Dechsev in the pasuk it says, in kesev who makavas kabbani of Hashem, then eiz kabbani vikriv nei Hashem. It says this is by Shlomim. It doesn't say one's better. It says im kevesim eiz. It's mashma that it didn't say any. It didn't prefer one over the other one, and it's mashma yibayi keves leisi yibayi eiz leisi. So you see in the pasuk that the Torah does not make a difference between keves and eiz, and therefore even though Mishnayis, but you got that einish Interesting, just the end of this, is a tshuva Ramesha in Chelik Beis, Yardaya, Simon Tazayin, a sheikh had asked him, was very cold in the shlachtas because he didn't want to get the food to get spoiled, so he wanted to give away gloves when he shechs. What was the shayla? No chatzitzere. Shayla was, al bezoyin, is that a bezoyin to wear gloves when you're shechting? So he has a whole tshuva there, he wants a tiny maybe. It's not a bezoyin because you're wearing because you're too cold. Al kaponim, but that's what comes of my Gemara. Hadron aloch mokum shenogu, slika law, pesach rishoin. For those that finished it, and the Chaza. Now, why is it called Pesach Rishon? It used to be the Pesach Rishon, two Mesechlis. Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. Pesach Rishon is all about everything that we're negating now. Matzahs, Chametz. And Pesach Sheni is all about the carbon Pesach.